You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. An Amber Alert is issued for a 16-year-old girl who is 3 months pregnant from Beaver Dam. Sophia Franklin was last seen at her home Sunday night. Authorities think she is with a 40-year-old Gary Day, who is the father of Sophia's unborn child. He was last seen at Sophia's home Monday morning. Police say they are in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse with Arkansas plate BBR20L. They're believed to be heading south. Sophia is 5'9", 186 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Day is 5'7", 165 pounds, with blonde hair and green eyes. Anyone with information on either person is asked to call the Beaver Dam Police Department. Following the termination of an agreement with American Airlines, Air Wisconsin Airlines has announced potential layoffs for 513 employees in Wisconsin, including 284 positions in Appleton alone. Based in Appleton, the regional carrier expects to cut 219 management and salaried positions, along with 294 union jobs, starting March 31st. The decision impacts operations at Appleton International Airport and General Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee. Air Wisconsin cited a strategic shift in operations for the workforce reductions. While the layoffs for unionized employees are said to be temporary, management and salaried position cuts are likely permanent. More of your money is piling up in Madison. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upwards to $4.3 billion. That's according to the latest figures from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's up from the previously estimated $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to initiate a series of negotiations with Republicans over how to use that money.
Northeast Wisconsin lawmakers are sounding off on what to do with the over $4 billion surplus the state is sitting on. Democrat Representative Lori Palmieri of Oshkosh wants to use the funds to reduce costs for Wisconsin families through initiatives to fund things like affordable housing, childcare, and education.
And many people will talk about like one-time funding. So we have to be very wise with how that money could be used. So there are endless possibilities, but might there be some very impactful and strategic ways that that could be used to get costs down for Wisconsin families, working Wisconsin families?
Palmieri made her comments in a legislative town hall meeting co-sponsored by the League of Women Voters Appleton-Fox Cities and the League of Women Voters of Winnebago County. Aurora Healthcare is closing clinics in Walgreens stores in Wisconsin, including one in Oshkosh and two in the greater Green Bay area. A statement from the health organization said the clinics will close Thursday, allowing the company to focus on ways patients prefer to access care, including virtual services. The Quick Care clinics first opened in 2004 in Walmart Supercenter stores. In 2009, 19 of the clinics were closed, and in 2017, the remaining clinics were moved to Walgreens stores. In addition to the Oshkosh, Howard, and Ashwaubenon clinics, 5 other clinics in the Milwaukee area will be closed. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has been asked to step aside from deliberations on the Act 10 law before the court because she has publicly said that she thinks it's unconstitutional, and she campaigned for her position on that point. Fellow liberal judge Susan Crawford, who's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice against conservative Brad Schimmel, says she's sure Protasiewicz will make the right decision.
I am sure that Justice Protasiewicz will make a decision that's based on the facts of that case, who the parties are, and what the issues are that are presented, and will make her own determination about whether she can be fair and impartial sitting on that case. That's what the judicial rules require her to do.
Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn has already recused himself from the case as he helped to write Act 10 when he was chief legal counsel to then-Governor Scott Walker. Act 10 is the law that banned collective bargaining for many state workers. 19-year-old Mauricio Paulus, accused of sexually assaulting two girls and trying to assault a third at a Green Bay hotel, has pleaded no contest to the counts of attempted first-degree child sexual assault and second-degree sexual assault of a child. Two other counts were dismissed. The criminal complaint says the incidents in January 2024 involved girls ages 10 and 13. Paulus will be sentenced on April 11th. A 36-year-old Bondwell man was killed in a snowmobile crash Friday night in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Ontonagon County Sheriff's officials say deputies were called out to the Stannard Township just after 11 p.m. Friday night. EMS and first responders tried life-saving measures but could not save the man. Officials say the crash is under investigation, but speed and alcohol do appear to be factors in the accident. An Appleton man will spend the rest of his life in prison for the murder of another man at a known drug house. 53-year-old Eric Rogers Sr. was sentenced to life in prison Monday with no chance of parole for the first-degree intentional homicide, robbery, stealing a car, and bail jumping charges, all connected to the November 2022 murder of Eric Hudson at a home on Summer Street. This is the perfect story to show how past history makers continue to influence the modern world. With a Black History Month-related story, here's Brittany Merlot.
Wausau is celebrating Transit Equity Day on Tuesday, February 4th. It's a day cities use to promote public transit as a strategy to combat climate change and means to provide affordable, accessible, clean, and safe transportation alternatives for all community members. The day coincides with the birthday of Rosa Parks, an iconic figure in the movement for social justice and racial equity. Metro Ride will reserve a seat on each bus to honor Rosa Parks and celebrate her invaluable work. Transit Equity Day was established in 2018 by a network of transit rider unions, community organizations, and environmental groups from across the country.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Look, up on the screen, it's a dog. It's a man. No, it's both. And it's animated. And it's the number one movie in America. That's right, the family-friendly film Dog Man, about a police canine officer and his human partner both injured in the line of duty and becoming one after a crazy surgery, is now the box office champ, pulling in $36 million. There's a pretty big drop-off to the number two spot, which went to Companion. The mystery thriller comedy pulled in just over $9 million. Mufasa the Lion King came in third place with about $6.5 million, but a seven-week domestic gross of just under $230 million. Sony's surprise hit One of Them Days, about two girls trying to pay the rent, came in fourth place in week three with just under $6 million, and it was the Mark Wahlberg yawn Flight Risk in fifth place in its second week of release with $5.8 million at the gate. Looks like I'm going to have to roll over, sit, and fetch a screening of Dogman. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count Making the Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. I need to start doing more. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brandi Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. Firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 19 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it will be mostly cloudy with a low down to around 10. Tomorrow, cloudy with afternoon and evening snow. We could get around an inch with a high tomorrow right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.